Hi. Gay is not sin. And Jesus isn't asking the gay person to change and be straight. I'm up here at the summit area at this lake. Today, this is Labor Day. There's just chemtrails everywhere. You know, I'm looking up here at the sky and all the way, you know, they make the X's. These particular chemtrails are spreading pretty wide. I don't know if you could see them. Let me try. They're kind of off in the distance there. But, you know, how many of you know about chemtrails? Do you know what they are? Do you think they're just passenger planes flying over and they're jet trail, contrails, they say? You know, contrails is, you know, comes out the back of a jet when the atmospheric conditions are just right, you know, the certain temperatures and so forth. Make it so you can have a little white trail behind the jet as it goes over, but that trail isn't very long. It disappears because it's just water vapors. It evaporates really fast. Chemtrails, on the other hand, are not water vapors. They are in tanks on the airplane, and it's being spewed out into the air as they fly, and it leaves trails behind it that stay. They can cross the whole sky, and as you watch it, that those trails will grow larger and larger and become very wide. And often they will crisscross each other. One of the things they like to do is make X's. As stupid as it may sound, you know, an X it represents a hex on the land below. You know, yeah, New World Order doing this kind of thing, the Masons and so forth, the One World Government coming, and what they're trying to do is put the curse on the land as though, you know these kind of things work or something. But, you know, the people doing it got an awful lot of control. And when you begin to study these things and everything and notice how widespread these chemtrails are, it doesn't really matter how smart they are or how dumb they are or whatever kind of thing that you might want to think about. There's something that's really, really very factual, and that is they're there. If you wanted anything, you know, we all always say, where's the UFO? Well, the person that saw the UFO or the person that was abducted, they have a little bit more on anybody else. They saw it. Just like we that are Christians, we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we have a personal relationship with Him. And so we ourselves know Jesus is real. Well, maybe an unbeliever wants some sort of proof, which, of course, this is something by faith. You're not going to know Jesus is real unless by faith you accept Him and then you have your personal relationship with Him. Well, there's UFOs is kind of, you know, you got to actually have a personal relationship with the alien that abducted you, and then you can, you know for sure that there is. You have to see a really close up something, and then you have your own witness to yourself, and nobody else can tell you you didn't see it. But the rest of the world has to just believe you or not believe you, and there's so much, you know, we don't have anything. There's never any real strong proof, or if the strong proof is there, there's enough other information that discredits it. So, but you know, there is something that everybody should be able to understand, to know something isn't happening right, that something that we're not being told is happening in front of our eyes. it hasn't stopped amazing me that so many years can go by and not one Christian organization, not one group of Christians, not anybody that calls themselves by the name of Jesus, that accepted Jesus as Lord or Savior, even cares about. At least in their congregations. You have to go to some quack website or something. I say quack website because that's what you want to maybe call it. But, you know, a lot of these websites are people that have actually gone into the scientific study of chemtrails and a whole bunch of other stuff. But in this particular thing, what I'm talking about now is trying to get your attention about those things in the sky. I mean, they're poisoning us, and you don't care. I mean, you look up there. What do you think when you see that? You can't be thinking a whole lot because you go to church. Does your pastor talk about it? Do you turn on the news? Does anybody talk about it? Do you see any protest rally in the streets anywhere that talks about these chemtrails? Does the weatherman talk about it? What does the weatherman say? Oh, mostly cloudy today. You know, one weatherman I saw. There's the chemtrails are going over and the camera's on it. Oh, look at those clouds. Well, that morning I watched them make those clouds, as it were, with those chemtrails, the jets. I got pictures that I took with my own camera that's taking a picture of me right now, aimed at the sky and zoomed in and watched that stuff come out of the back of the military aircraft. Now, it's a lot more sinister than that, people. It's a great deal sinister, more sinister, because in just about every passenger plane, they have a system set up in using their lavatory system. There's some tanks and some piping that goes out to the wings, into those little things on the end of the wings on the backside that every other one of them can spew out chemicals that are specifically, when the plane is refueling gas, they refill it with the fuel for the airplane, and then they refill this other gas tank thing with this poison toxic stuff to do specific things to us over a long period of time to a lot of people. I spend a little bit more time than usual on these chemtrails just because it still never ceases to amaze me. Here in Seattle, you see it. It is something that you can actually see with your eyes that you can't question. You can't go out and say, it's my imagination. I am not really seeing it. Or this quacko over there that says that they're here, he just crazy. No, you can go outside and you can look up at the sky. And not one of you are going to talk about it to your pastor. Not one of you are going to say, what's this mean to you? What do you think it means? Well, finally, you know, I've been reading a lot of stuff about all kinds of stuff about what this stuff is over the many years that they've been doing this. You know, it's all over the world. I went to Germany. It's just saturated over there. Crisscross squares, almost tic-tac-toe patterns and just layered and all that. And you know, I was over at Stuttgart, and I was at the airport, and I looked over towards the downtown Stuttgart area, you know. You know what was kind of interesting? There wasn't any particular chemtrails in the airport area, but you could look down, because the town was about 10 miles away, and you could look down there, and you can see the borders of the town, the crisscrossing of the chemtrails was right over the town. So the planes that fly over turn on their chemtrails, go across town, turn it off, then they'd crisscross back and forth, and you could see all this out there. My hotel window, wake up in the morning, and you got these all kinds of... Then I go on over to Paris. What's over in Paris? And the drive over there? Chemtrails everywhere. Another year, I went over to Taiwan. What's over there? There's the chemtrails, you know. It was really cloudy. I was there during the typhoon, you know, so it was mostly cloudy. But every now and then, those clouds would kind of clear away and make a blue sky hole there, and there's the chemtrails up above. Now, do you care? I mean, does it have any feel? We love to talk about let's do good for our kids, don't we? Let's go ahead. You know, we hate this hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars on our property tax. Have you noticed your property tax is mostly to pay for school kinds of things? Yeah, but it's our kids. We got, you know, you just gotta do everything. And yet, look at these chemtrails going over. What do you think they're doing? Do you care? Oh, look, toxic mold and everything. Shut down the school. Oh, they're getting sick. Let's go in there. We spend all kind of money fixing up the school, closing it down, and sometimes even tearing it down and rebuilding it for the sake of some smell that they can't ever really determine what it is. Or if it's a mold, they have to spend a lot of time to get rid of that. Why don't you look up in the sky and see what they're doing? Why don't you ask the governor of the state, what are they doing? Why don't you call the military, the Air Force, and everything, ask them what they're doing? Why don't you start badgering your news media about it to get some answers on it? Some people do this, and they don't get answers. They don't get anything. I have emailed a number of times weathermen and everything to ask about them. Do I get answers? No. You try it. You won't get it. But you know what they're doing? They're poisoning you. Just the other day, though, on, I believe it was, World News Tonight or something like that, they were talking about this next flu season coming up, and they messed up a batch. So they had to, 15 million batches of vaccine they had to toss out. You know, kind of wonder what the story is behind that. Maybe they were going to do it, but then they got word, no, not this year. So they had to throw those 15 million, get the regular batch that will really stop this year's flu. Well, you know, they also said in this news that every so many years we have this really horrible types of flu that comes around that killed lots of people. And they started out saying back in the early 19th century, 1900s rather, the Spanish flu outbreak killed 100,000 or more, something like that. Well, this Spanish flu is kind of interesting because you can go ahead, type it into your website, maybe put NWO in another area there, so that will be included when you search for something. You know, the best way to find anything about what's going on is type anything you want. And if you just use that, then you'll probably get mostly good kind of stuff, or, you know, you get so many pages that you it's going to be kind of hard to find some answers in there. But if you put NWO in part of your search, then you're going to get a whole bunch of information that's regarding to the New World Order. And the chemtrails there, chemtrails, you could just put chemtrails in, because chemtrails in its own words, in its own name, is already going to bring up what they are, because they're not good. They're not right. In fact, let's see an X right up here now. And so you would find out. And they've modified it over the years. They used it in the Gulf War. There's satellite pictures showing all the chemtrails you have out in the Pacific Ocean, many, many hundreds of miles out there, maybe 1,000 miles. Chemtrails circling the edge of the clouds, a whole bunch of them. And of course, like I said, you can look up here anytime you want, just about, and see chemtrails. There's an X there. There's a long one going there, and then we got some going up. It's the whole sky here. There's not one cloud in the sky, but when you look up there, it'll look like that it might be getting cloudy or something, but it's all chemtrails. And do you care? I mean, there's lots of stuff the government's doing, and we don't care. Go to church, you know, praise God and everything we want, you know. What's this going to do? What are they doing? Well, they're modifying this Spanish flu, and they're going to put it in the vaccine. So we're going to go like good people every year. We're so trained. We've been doing it for decades and everything. And we'll continue to do this, you know, because, you know, we don't want to get too sick. And, you know, it's hard to tell if any of the vaccines have ever worked, because, you know, usually we get sick at least once a year anyway. We usually get the flu of some sort. They always say, well, you get a milder form of it. Convenient, isn't it? We still get some sort of sick during the year. Generally speaking, even with a flu shot. Got my flu shot, and I had the most weirdest kind of flu ever. It lasted for weeks and weeks. It wasn't too severe, but it's a lot of coughing type of stuff, and you always felt kind of funny. Had about 4 days of you know, really sicky kind of feeling. Three really bad days and one kind of getting over it. And then about a month and a half, I just doesn't seem to want to get rid of it. And it seemed to be really contagious because, boy, my boss got it right away. My lover got it right away. And it's kind of really strangest flu I ever had. But, you know, we can't really tell where it came from. However, one of the most significant things about these chemtrails is it is preparing our lungs so that it will be a very wonderful incubation place. And they have to keep this going to keep our lungs in this state of being a very good incubation area for this modified Spanish flu, so that they can begin to vaccinate us with this deadly Spanish flu. So when you go to the doctor, you know, they're going to shoot you, you know, with the shot and the vaccine. Oh, I'm good for this year. You know, I just hope that you just get there and you just bear that needle going in you and just think about, is it this year? Is it this year? Is this the batch? Am I getting one of the batches, you know, because there are going to probably be a lot of good flu vaccines, and then certain areas are going to be designated to have the Spanish flu in it that's going to give you the Spanish flu. And so you're going to be a carrier to spread it to others who will get it now, because it's really easy because the chemtrails. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Well, is it crazy to look up in the sky and see these things in the sky? Tell me, is it really crazy to look up there and say, well, I wonder what these are. Why are they drawing X's? Sometimes they do circles. Why are they making something sort of like A's? And why are they doing it all over the world here? What is the point of it? Why don't they tell us? It's like Area 51, top secret, classified. You ain't going to get an answer. It's going to be denied. What chemtrails? But you type the word chemtrail in your browser, and you're going to get page after page after page after page after page after page. If you use like Google and you go to image search, so you just get images, and you type chemtrail in it, you're going to get page after page after page, and you'll have the little thumbnails pop up right there, right away. And you'll see all these chemtrails. So the fastest way to see what I'm talking about is to go to your image search in your browser. I prefer Google image search. You can go to advanced search, you know, but basically chemtrails are generic enough that you just type chemtrail in your image searcher of Google, or there's other browsers that could do the that image type of search, and you will see that all these will show up there right on that page, and many pages of this. Now, if you don't know Jesus right now, here's a time you can get to know him, because there is a reason that he came to earth to die for your sins. He so loved you that he is going to pay the price for your sin, and that if you accept him as of his work that he did on the cross, you would then know that reason that he came. You would recognize that you are a sinner. So you would see and understand this is the purpose of why Jesus came. It took me many years to figure that out. I was basically forced to go to Sunday school and all that. You know, Mom said, you got to go. And so I went and I heard all kinds of stuff. I had no idea what Jesus, you know, or anything. They never even taught anything on it to speak of. Some Methodist church is what I was going to, I guess. And you know, I never heard anything about why he died on the cross. You know, yeah, he died on the cross, but what was a savior? I had no idea what this meant. You know, I know what save means, but savior, you know, it was, I'm not sure what that word meant. I didn't think it meant anything to do with saved, and they weren't explaining any kind of thing about it. So, but then later on, I finally heard it. You know, here I am 27 years old when I finally heard that prophecy rally, and the guy got up there and he said that Jesus came to pay the price for your sins. We're all sinners. And, you know, we kind of know this. And then we hear, he paid the price, because we should pay the price. We should climb up on that cross. We should die for our sins. That's what the smallest sin is worth, is to be crucified on the cross. But if we died for our sin, we would die eternally, because we're not any form of righteousness. You have to be pure and righteous and everything without sin to sacrifice and pour your blood out for the getting forgiveness of sins. So Jesus came, did not have sin, died for us because he loved us before we loved him, and paid the price. And he rose on the third day. Previous to Jesus, this is what all the animal sacrifices were in Israel, you know. You had every year, you had all these number of sacrifices to do, blood of animals and so forth, and a whole set of circumstances, and some sacrifice you do immediately because you sin and it's a type that you had to get done. Some, you know, they're a whole ritual type of thing. Well, Jesus died on the cross, spilled his blood for us. That was permanent. It was for all time. His sacrifice was perfect. It paid the price of all sins of the world. And he loved us so much that he died for us. So if we say this little prayer, God, I believe that Jesus is your son, your only son, and that he died on the cross and rose on the third day, paying the price for my sin. Forgive me of my sins and come into my life. A simple prayer like that gets you saved. If you believe what you said, you invite Jesus into your heart by saying, Jesus, forgive me, I believe you're the Son of God. Then to set it in motion, you confess this. That means at some point or another in your life, you're going to have the opportunity to tell somebody that you accepted Jesus and you believe he's the Son of God. When you do that, you can do it immediately or you could do it whenever. When you do that, then that finalizes, seals your salvation to be live forever with Jesus Christ. There's a complication here. You need to keep saved. Keep your faith. You must keep believing that Jesus died for your sins and was the Son of God. There's going to be a great deception. Chemtrails is part of the deception. So you got to get ready. Read the Bible, the King James Version. All other versions are Satan counterfeits. I'll get to that in another program. Time to go. See you next week.